The present study aimed to develop and test a structural model explaining the effect of a cognitive science and physical activity-based curriculum on self-regulated learning, cognitive flexibility, and mental health among secondary school students in Tehran. This quantitative study was conducted using a descriptive correlational design based on structural equation modeling. The statistical population included secondary school students in Tehran during the academic year 2025-2026, from whom 384 students were selected through multi-stage cluster sampling. Data were collected using a demographic information form, a researcher-made questionnaire for assessing the cognitive science and physical activity-based curriculum, the self-regulated learning questionnaire, the cognitive flexibility inventory, and the general health questionnaire. The validity of the measurement model was examined through confirmatory factor analysis, and reliability was assessed using Cronbach's alpha and composite reliability. Data were analyzed using SPSS and AMOS software. Descriptive indices, normality indices, correlation coefficients, confirmatory factor analysis, model fit indices, standardized path coefficients, and indirect effects were examined. The structural model showed acceptable fit with the data, with chi-squared DF equals 1.92, CFI equals 0.951, TLI equals 0.943, GFI equals 0.918, AGFI equals 0.9, RMSEA equals 0.049, and SRMR equals 0.044. The cognitive science and physical activity-based curriculum had significant direct effects on self-regulated learning. Beta equals 0.62, p0.001, cognitive flexibility, beta equals 0.54, p0.001, and mental health, beta equals 0.31, p0.001. Self-regulated learning significantly predicted mental health, beta equals 0.24, p0.001, and cognitive flexibility also had a significant effect on mental health, beta equals 0.29, p0.001. The curriculum also had significant indirect effects on mental health through self-regulated learning and cognitive flexibility. The model explained 38% of the variance in self-regulated learning, 29% of the variance in cognitive flexibility, and 49% of the variance in mental health. The findings indicated that a curriculum based on cognitive science and physical activity can improve students' self-regulated learning, strengthen cognitive flexibility, and promote mental health.